Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Very exciting weekend for the Braves. Unfortunately, not a very successful weekend because they still lost the series to the Padres and they're two games under 500. But a day off yesterday, back at it with Spencer Strider on the mound tonight against the Phillies. So we'll get back to that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. More college football conversation with him as obviously coaches, commissioners, people down there in Destin for the SEC spring meetings, and some headlines, some quotes coming out of that. So we'll get BA's thoughts on everything that he's heard. And we'll get to an AMA an hour from right now as well.
Going back to last night's playoff game, because we talked about Anthony Edwards and everything from that standpoint, he's playing, he's taking what they're giving him. They scored 126 damn points in regulation and lost by 2 points. Mm-hmm. Their biggest thing is that he's got to shoot more. And I think that's what everybody's looking at, him not shooting. 13 shots. And they're everywhere. He's talking about their hands and all that. Like, everywhere he goes, there's another guy there. When he beats one guy off the dribble, here comes another guy. But the other guys did play well. Now, Randall has – I mean, he got Gee more than 5 points. He's arguably supposed to be the second best player. Had 5 points and 5 damn turnovers.
Yeah.
So, like, Ant can't do nothing. Now, Shea did what MVP players do. Had a horrible game. They had a horrible game three. But that's why they always say it only counts as one. Plus 40 points, but it kind of just one loss.
Yep.
He went just absolute berserk last night.
He was completely in control. Yep. I mean, and that's the thing that he does to those games when they get a little chaotic and the other team's trying to make the comeback they're trying to make. And Minnesota outscored him 41-38 in the fourth quarter, which was, if you didn't watch any of that game, just go on YouTube and watch the highlights of the fourth quarter. It was incredible. But yeah, I mean, Anthony Edwards is right when he says, I made the right play, or I took the, you know, I took what the defense was giving me. The problem with that is, like, yeah, like, if this was February, for sure.
Right.
Like, you found the open shooter, and Dante DiVincenzo made a bunch of shots, and Nikhil Alexander Walker made a bunch of shots, and you guys got back in the game in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, there comes a time, and Shea did it. Shea did it last night, where it's like, all right, I just have to sort of start controlling this game myself.
Right.
Whether that's getting to the free throw line or getting to my spots or whatever it is. And they were doing a really good job on the broadcast of highlighting how – he just kind of he'll lull you to sleep almost. Like, he'll walk his defender damn near to the free throw line and then hard dribble step back bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're letting him do it, and I get it, but like, he's just such an unconventional style of offensive player that he can get away with doing that. Like, Ant-Man just has to find a way to be more assertive for himself.
Yeah.
Like we were just talking about with Greg Sankey. What's best for the team is what's best for you,
yes.
Ant-Man.
Yes.
You have to be a little bit more selfish in these moments, because he was a little bit more selfish in the second half and really kind of forced the
game
issue.
Game three, he took over
absolutely
from the get-go. Defense starting, the offense thing like that. Shea's balling, but his other dudes are balling too. And that just ain't the case for Ant right now. Now, again, they scored 126, and Julius Randle had 5 points and 5 turnovers.
Yeah, it's tough, though, man. If you get 21 from Dante DiVincenzo, 23 from Nikhil Alexander Walker,
win that game.
And 22 from Jaden McDaniels,
you got to win
those are
that
all
game.
Really, really nice players. Don't get me wrong, but, like, those are others.
You got
to
win that
you
game.
You have
man.
To win that game.
Got
to
win that.
That
game.
But when you get 21 combined from Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards, you're probably not going to win that game. So. And the other thing is, the Thunder are just better than them.
Yes, like, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the Thunder are just a better basketball team. Like, the Timberwolves are really good, and I think Ant can probably will them to another one, but I don't think he can do – I don't know that they're going to be able to to make even a seven game series out of this series. The Thunder just, man, they come at you in waves,
and they defend.
They defend their ass off.
They defend. And it's like one thing. It's one thing about one guy guarding you the whole game. They throw so many bodies at Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So many bodies.
They got guys that are perfect. Like Lu Dort is perfectly happy taking three shots all night.
Yes.
If I get to guard Anthony Edwards and try to make it hard on him.
Yes.
Same thing. I mean, they got guys coming off the bench that do the same thing. So, yeah, I know. It's, I'm not saying the Timberwolves are a selfish team because, of course, they're not. But, like, it's really helpful to just have six guys on your roster that are that unselfish, mm-hmm. like the Thunder have.
Play their role.
It's like, all right, you know, Jalen Williams, Chet, SGA, they'll probably do the majority of the scoring. Let's just play our asses off on defense and rebound the basketball. We're probably going to go to the NBA Finals. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Looks they're one win away from that. Pacers lead the series 2-1 over the Knicks.
Hey, Pops back in the building tonight, baby.
Really?
Yeah, man. They let Pops back in.
Huh.
Yeah. Lead it to this band.
What?
That's great.
This is like when we tell our kids they have to go to timeout.
Yes.
And then we're like, oh, I feel bad for him. Let him back in.
He has four seats?
The man wasn't even banned for the whole playoffs? Yeah.
They are specifically not giving him floor seats. He's in a suite somewhere.
Okay, but like again, that's we're negotiating, right?
They let him in the building.
Only for home games.
You were supposed to, right, again.
They can't go to New York.
This is when you tell your kids you can't have candy for breakfast, and then it's like, okay, just a couple jelly beans.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what are we doing?
Oh,
the man didn't even have to be out for the whole playoffs.
No.
Tried to fight Giannis.
Tried to actually walk on the court.
What are we doing?
Well, I walked on the court.
All right, let's get to the back page with the birthday boy.
He walked on the court.
Bo Johnson.
And went nose-to-nose with him.
What if Giannis would have just knocked him out? Would he be? He probably would be back in faster. Huh. Real the.
That's great.
The long arm of the Adam Silver law,
yeah,
I guess.
Man.
All right. Anyway, what's up, Bo? Oh, this was brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Good night, great weekend for the Lady Blue Devils as we finished the quest for the best tournament with a record of 2-2. We get sent home. If I had to guess, we probably finished fourth or fifth. One Thursday night, came out Friday and mollywopped a team, put up two touchdowns, beat a team 15-0.
Wow.
It's very hard to hold a team scoreless.
Yeah.
Super proud of my girls on Friday. Bats were on fire. Turn around, come back to the park Saturday morning. Bats were still alive. But the gloves weren't. Give up five runs on about three errors and lose by two runs, 13-11.
Oh.
You hate to lose that way.
Yeah.
But we have an impromptu practice last night on Memorial Day. Most of the team shows up. And I think we got a lot of kinks worked out. So that's a great thing about, you know, the girls.
No days off, Bo.
No days off, man.
Well, so you're saying that tournament's over.
That tournament's over. We start a new one tonight.
Oh, we start a new one tonight. Okay, great.
In Buford.
Great.
At Buford, which this is a probably the bougiest park that we've ever played in. All turf fields.
Oh, really?
Check this. No gum or sunflower seeds allowed on the field or in the dugout. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm a big seed guy.
I buy it.
I buy that.
But come on, man.
I buy that. Yeah,
just pay somebody to come sweep them up.
Buy that.
We had a gum incident in the backseat of my car yesterday.
Yeah, gum incidents aren't great.
I think we're going to start banning gum from the element, too.
Yes.
And look, I get it, but, you know, you can have somebody come in here and clean up afterwards.
That's the new, that's that nice stuff up there, dog.
They are, yeah, I can tell.
That's that nice stuff up there.
I'm chewing my finger out there.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Even if you have a cup, no?
No,
I don't mean like an athletic cup.
Now, I'm sure that if I, you know, coaches, they would probably allow, but then you're crossing a gray area line.
Yeah, and you want to set an example, too.
But we start a new tournament tonight. This is the pre-Tri-County. If we win this whole tournament, we end up over in Smyrna at Truist Park, either playing there or around in East Cobb somewhere.
That would be awesome.
And then the one we start in 2 weeks, the tournament play in, also feeds into that one because we're with Braves Country Baseball Softball.
Okay.
So. All roads lead to Truist Park, but we got to win first. We are playing the team tonight that put us out on Saturday.
Oh, really?
The team we handed all those runs
Payback's
to.
A mug.
We play them again tonight.
It should be better fielding conditions on turf. There's not going to be any bad bounces or anything like that. So
it should not. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I mean, the ball does bounce differently.
It bounces different.
It does.
That's
way
true.
Differently.
Yeah.
But
especially
so as long as there's no rain or lightning, we'll get it in.
Yeah.
Rain's pretty crappy all day today. Speaking of softball, the big girls, the Women's College World Series, the pool of eight is set. Georgia does not get it done yesterday versus Florida. They had a winner-go-home game yesterday versus Florida to advance. So Florida comes out of that super regional. All these series are starting on Friday. You've got Texas and Florida, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Oklahoma being the four-time national champion. You got Ole Miss versus Texas Tech. That's going to be a pretty cool one because Najee Kennedy plays for Texas Tech. That's the girl that got $1.2 million to jump over from Stanford.
Right.
And then Oregon and UCLA round out the night on Friday night. Five teams representing the SEC in the Women's College World Series. Speaking of college diamond sports, the regionals for the Men's College World Series tournament are now set. Some notable matchups. These are all on Friday as well. The Athens Regional, hosted by UGA, they will be taking on Binghamton. Oklahoma State and Duke are also in that one. Georgia Tech, you will find them in Oxford, Mississippi, at the regional being hosted by Ole Miss. Georgia Tech takes on Western Kentucky on Friday. LSU is hosting a regional with Little Rock, Rhode Island, Dallas Baptist. And in the Conway Regional, that's Coastal Carolina hosting a regional. That's where you're going to find the University of Florida.
Okay.
Abe's team.
Kid from Ole Miss won the NCAA Golf National Championship yesterday.
Ole Miss is riding high.
Rocking the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, was he?
They were all the way up there. Skin tight and high.
Tucked with the tighties?
Skin tight polo, skin tight Hoochie Daddies. Just won, got the trophy, so.
I guess it was effective.
Yeah.
So, in other pretty cool baseball news, so we know that Mark DeRosa is going to head up the United States team in the World Baseball Classic. Over the weekend, Andrew Jones announced as the manager of the Netherlands team for World Baseball Classic in 2026. So, as you probably know, Curaçao is a territory of the Netherlands.
Yes.
He's got quite a roster. Curaçao or the Netherlands national team is always pretty loaded. So, Ozzie's going to play. Bogaerts is going to play. Andrew told me over the weekend he's going to talk to Rafael Devers when they go to Boston or when Boston comes here. But also on that team, you got Kenley Jansen, Jurickson and Profar. Netherlands always loaded.
Profar some, allowed to play?
I would assume it's next year. Assuming he passes all necessary tests.
Okay. Because I know when he comes back, he gets the rest of the season, but then he can't play in the postseason.
Yeah.
I don't know if that extended to the World Baseball Classic.
I don't think it extends all the way to – I don't know. It might. I guess I'll have to look into that so I can give you some accurate answers.
I was listening to a little bit of John Fricke over the weekend, and he confused me because I didn't know who he was talking about, and then I put two and two together. He refers to Profar exclusively as Pedfar.
Oh, Pedfar.
And I was like, PED. I thought he was saying thought he was accusing him of something else.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a tough nickname.
Yeah, come to think about it, maybe switch that one up a little bit.
But yeah, performance enhancing drugs far. I get it.
Damn freaky.
So you know how y'all
I was
always.
Like, what's he calling him?
Damn freaky.
What's he know? What's he saying?
A theme on this show is always that people want more football. And y'all have come out and just said how, you know, the NFL has just straight up bullied the NBA.
Yep.
And
they took it.
Jason Kelce has your back on that one. On the New Heights podcast this week, Jason Kelce talks about how everybody just wants more football in the NBA. He might just have to step aside.
Now, I'm also just a fan of playing on more primetime times. Like, that's when I'm watching TV, and I like it when football's on the television. So let's keep putting good football games on television when everybody's watching. I mean, I think it's just good for the game. Let's keep taking over all the holidays. We're taking over Thanksgiving, Christmas, NBA. You're never getting that back. I mean, it's the way it is.
Yeah, he's right. We said it when it happened.
The way it is.
We're like, well, they're going to like that.
Yeah.
Like, the NFL is going to enjoy that audience. Because remember, they had three games the first, because it was a Sunday.
Yes.
Right? So they had three games that day, and the Sunday night game was a bad game. And the ratings they got in that matchup were better than all of the five NBA games combined.
Like, combined.
For a bad NFL game. Now they're starting to handpick good ones to put them on Christmas. So, yeah, I don't know. What's next? New Year's Day every single year?
Something.
Something like that will happen.
Sure.
What other holidays we got?
MLK's big.
How long are we from having a New Year's Eve celebration?
It's just
going to
take
game.
That from basketball, that too.
It's season's over. You know what? We're going to have a game on that day, anyways.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a designated playoff game or something like that. The season's over at this point, then. Maybe not soon.
Dude, you know, it's unbelievable.
You get an extra bye and an extra game. You could go to the second weekend in January.
They're going to try.
Yeah. Oh, basketball, you've enjoyed having those MLK Day. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. That's ours now. All right.
All right.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple more people that are not at OTAs today. Kyle Pitts and Caleb McGarry are not there.
How come?
Says volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Volunteer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got guys that don't have contracts that are there.
Yeah.
And you got guys that do have contracts that aren't.
Yeah, it could be something personal.
There
could
you go.
Personal. Could be a personal day.
There you go.
I'm sure our guy up there, Joe Patrick.
Yeah,
we'll get to the bottom of
it. Seems like it would because like there wouldn't be any contracts.
No.
Like, neither one of those guys is holding out.
Definitely not something. it has to be something.
We're not doing that.
It has to be something.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Acuna is back, and boy, was that fun. Unfortunately, everything else kind of looked the same. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.